it's not like if a man tells you how to get somewhere, you're like, stop telling me what to do. I don't want to listen to you, whether you're a man or a woman. Like, I don't want to listen to you.
Yeah.
Whereas if a woman, if a kind woman's gentle voice is telling you what to do, you're like, okay, yeah, she's just trying to help. Like, that's all. Because we assume women are always trying to help us and are trying to, whereas we're in competition with men.
That makes sense. I do not like listening to men.
Right.
Yeah.
Do not tell me where to go, what to do.
Don't ever tell me anything. Yeah, it's spooky.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Well, let's close out. Sex
for now, for we'll probably come back to it, yeah, but it's because it's there's going to be new developments all the time, I would assume. So,
oh, absolutely,
we'll come back to it for sure.
Yeah, cool. Well, close that up. Sex robots, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, truly, we're back there. Yeah. Yes,
polyamory, though,
polyamory and open relationships. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, hit us with some knowledge.
Well, this like kind of started, Celine turned us on to an episode of a podcast called Media Indigenea, and the episode is called Remaking the Indigenous Family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's numerous Indigenous scholars. The main one that I was like really interested in was Kim Tallbear, was talking about the way that basically the way we consider relationships and like the nuclear family and marriage is all a settler construction, is all a colonialist construction, and its purpose is to build the state and make us individuals that follow its rules, essentially. And
right.
It's all just for the purpose of making the state stronger and owning land.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Kim is a queen.
And she's a queen. Look her up on Twitter. She's got some great tweets.
She's amazing.
She's so cool. She's the best.
I want to be her.
So after listening to that, I also listened to another podcast where they were talking about open relationships, but it was from a very cis straight woman perspective of how if you like even in films or in movies or in TV shows, how they talk about open relationships as like a way to make cheating okay. It's like we're in a monogamous relationship. You cheated. Now we have an open relationship so you can keep having sex with other people, but we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to actually set any boundaries on what our open relationship is. It becomes unhealthy a lot of the time when it's depicted in media.
Absolutely.
Right. But it can be a healthy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just don't see it represented that way because, again, the system repeats itself back to us and says, you should want to be in a monogamous relationship. Man and a woman have 2.5 kids, buy a house. These are the things you should do to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we buy into it because it's everywhere. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, ideally open relationships are relationships in which a couple seeks out sexual relationships outside of their partnership but does not seek out romantic relationships outside of their partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually like you have a main partner that you maybe live with or that you are bound to maybe by the law, maybe not, and you have sex with whomever you want outside of that relationship. The important thing about these kind of relationships is that they have rules, regulations, kind of a set way that they work. It's all about communication, like with everything to do with sex. You just have to talk to the people you're having sex with, let them know what's going on, and it just leads to a lot less heartbreak. Polyamorous relationships are relationships in which both partners are free to seek out other romantic and sexual relationships, both including their partner and without them. So this can be like three person in a relationship situation, two people in a relationship, and each one has multiple relationships outside of it. It can be really anything you want it to be. Again, it's all about discussion and talking. It's all about transparency is really the big thing. Because if you're hiding things from your partner, that's no longer a healthy relationship.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
If you feel the need to hide it, it's not open. It's you're hiding you're it. Cheating. It's closed. Right. You're cheating on them.
Exactly. You can still be cheating.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, there's kind of different ways to go about it too, because if you're choosing to change the status of your relationship from a monogamous one to a polyamorous one, you can totally feel free to do that if you think that's what you want. But if you're doing it out of fear of your partner leaving you because you think they're cheating on you or you think they want something else, that's not going to fix it. And that's also not a polyamorous relationship.
Right.
Because you don't trust each other.
Right.
Fully.
But again, if you're like, well, you know, I think I actually would really benefit from this. I think we would both benefit from this. And I think this is a healthy thing. And you have a discussion about it. Feel free. You can also go into a relationship expecting to be polyamorous and like let your partner know. That's totally fine and totally valid. You don't have to like start out monogamous and then expand or like become kinky. People seem to think it's kinky.
Absolutely.
That you suddenly become bored. So basically, you become bored with your monogamous relationship and you're like, let me try something else. Like, it doesn't have to be that. You can start off with the idea that, yeah, no, I think multiple partnerships is the way I would like to go.
Mm-hmm. I find it interesting that people identify as being poly. Mm-hmm. Like, as in, that's always what they want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just feel personally that it would be dependent on a situation for me or like a phase in my life.
I do feel like it's it comes across right now as like trendy amongst young people, right, like in their 20s, 30s right now.
Yes.
To be polyamorous, just like you said, like identifying as polyamorous, whereas like it kind of, I think I agree with you, and I'm kind of putting words in your mouth right now, but it comes out of the relationship that you're in. Like, every relationship is different. Mm, so if your partner is not polyamorous and you are, your relationship needs to adjust for both of you to be comfortable and trusting and happy in it.
Right.
Right? Like, it's...
Yeah, not that I've ever been in any kind of successful polyamorous situation, but...
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about it, especially Kim Talbert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is Indigenous and she talks about, like, decolonization and decolonizing your love and your sex,
yeah,
and how difficult it is for Native people to do that because of like basically settler colonialism,
yeah,
and how it's affected our relationships and our family structures.
Absolutely.
And especially with like state intervention in family relationships.
Yes.
And yeah, highly recommend that podcast.
It's really good. It's really interesting.
So good.
Yeah,
I love her so much.
True. I really like a point that she made about having like a relationship that the state would not recognize as a relationship.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually snatched that and used it yesterday. Someone had asked me if I was, they were like, are you seeing anybody? And I was like, I don't know that what I'm doing is what the state would consider dating, right, but I am involved with people.
Yeah.
So, like, and it makes full sense, honestly, like, when you think it through, like, our relationships are currently defined by what the government
marital status
calls a relationship.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whereas like we have tons of relationships and they're all very diverse and various things take place in them
and have value in different ways depending on who you are.
And you can have polyamorous relationships without sex, just like you can have relationships with people without sex.
Exactly.
Yeah. So sex isn't necessarily a determining factor.
Totally.
Yeah, it's true. And I do feel that a lot of people I think that just comes back to like the colonial ideas of relationships and whatnot, but a lot of what we identify as two people being in a relationship is just two people who are having sex with each other and we all know it.
Yes.
And generally for the purpose of procreating.
Yeah, yes. That too.
Mm-hmm.
And also like we're fed this idea that we get security in another person. So I think people...
We get wholeness.
Yeah, so I think people think of being polyamorous as like not safe or like on unstable ground.
I heard someone describe it as people think love is divided, but it's multiplied. So I think if you have multiple partners, you're dividing the love between seven people or three people instead of just one, where you should be directing all of it. But it's multiplied. You're giving love to a bunch of different people in a bunch of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know what though? I think they said that on the what is that show? The one with the polygamy. The
Wives. Okay, yeah. I know what you're
talking
about.
Cody with his wives.
What is it called?
I'm concerned now.
Isn't it called Sister Wives?
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
okay,
yes.
I heard this from noted non-binary icon and polyamorous person Bethany C. Myers, who is not a polygamist. That's where I took that from.
Thank you for that. I'm
Google them. They're great. They created an exercise program that's incredible called the Become Project. But anyway, it's from a person who I'm like, no, I trust your opinions on polyamory. You are in a poly relationship.
Yeah.
And you're a chill person.
And I think that happens too, is that people co-opt the
The
goodness of a thing and just put it on there.
People use like open relationships to cheat instead of using them to like explore relationships and how they work and how maybe pairing up isn't the only way to have a relationship.
Yeah, fully.
Big facts.
Yeah.
And like not the only way to raise a child too.
At all.
You intend to. Like that was another thing that Kim Talbert had said about the way that we raise children and like the difference between like the white family raising children versus a Native family raising children, and like how many more, I would say, female presences are in the life of a child versus like in like the white family. It's like the one, and then the man is just so important, almighty, owns the child.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that just the child rearing also is something that we as a society could take a look at and say, hey, we're not really doing a good job.
Exactly. Yeah.
We could change that up a bit.
We could change it and maybe make it better.
Maybe more influences.
Yeah, it's not, one couple is the best.
Is natural, is the way it's supposed to be, is ludicrous.
Yeah. And like, I even think too, like to like my friends' families growing up and whatnot, and like how many of my friends were kind of raised by their grandparents or like their aunts and uncles. And like, but we still have this idea in our heads of like, but mom and dad
are the only ones
who would have understood you, got you,
raised been able you to right.
raise you.
A very good book called The Life Stages of Native Women by Kim Campbell, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about Native family structure. That's really good. Highly recommend.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let that recommendation sit with you guys and
girls.
Take us out.
See you next week. Send us an email. Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter.
Please do.
It's been fun. This has been Having Sex With on 102.7 CILU, the radio. Bye.
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 As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Yes, burn my natural emotions. You make me feel like dirt, and I'm hurt. And if I should start a commotion, I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse. Ever fallen in love with someone, ever fallen in love, in love with someone, ever fallen in love, in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen. See much of the future unless we find out who is to blame. What a shame. We won't be together much longer unless we realize that we are ashamed. Ever fallen in love with someone, never fallen in love, in love with someone, never fallen in love. Never fallen in love with. Ever fallen in love with someone. Never fallen in love. In love with somebody. Ever fallen in love. In love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with. You disturb my natural emotions. You make me feel like dirt. Baby, I'm hurt. Start a commotion. I know I'll end up losing you, and that's worse.
love with someone ever fallen in love? In love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with. Have you ever fallen in love with someone ever fallen in love? In love with someone ever fallen in love? In love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with.
Good evening, cover lovers, and welcome to another special edition of Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I am your host, Robin the Prophetess, and we are here to do what we do every week, and that's explore the art of the cover song. We have so much music and not enough time tonight. First starting us off was the Noisettes performing a Buzzcocks classic, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen in Love With. We have so much music tonight. We have some Granddaddy, some Flying Burrito Brothers, and Cheap Trick, and that's to name a few. Let's start it all off. Here is some Karen O playing a classic from Ferlin Husky.
Trans. Drag me.
the Flying Burrito Brothers doing the Rolling Stones proud on essentially what is a Rolling Stones country song, Wild Horses. Before that, we had Granddaddy performing what is actually a Everly Brothers song, not by Nazareth, Love Hurts. And we started off that set with Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Furlan Huskies, Living in a Trance. Let's get back to it. Here is one from Beck, doing a little bit of something on the mellow tip. Here is a set to start us off with something by The King.
Wise men say that only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Wish I stayed. Yeah.
Well, you know I can be found sitting all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might say, please forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. But don't be sweat. Come on over and love me. You know I want you to stay. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Let's walk down to the preacher. Let's say, hey, I do. And then I know you want me. And you know I want you to. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't need no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. You know I want you to stay. But don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? Baby, you know I love you across my heart. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel. It's true.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Yeah.
Whispertown with Rilo Kiley's Give a Little Love. You're still listening to Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I'm still Robin the Prophetess, and I'm still with you for another 25 minutes, and then Aaron Pearson's in with PTO Junction to do what he does best, and that's blow up minds. Before the break, we had a three-pack from the King, some Cheap Trick with Don't Be Cruel, the Fine Young Cannibals with Suspicious Minds, and then Beck with Can't Help Falling in Love. This half hour, I have some Jeremy Innick performing some Damien Girardeau, some Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, and I'm going to end with something by Johnny Cash from Local Boys, the Honest Art Collective. Right now, though, here is some Lottie Kestner with some Slow Dive.
Release your last phone call. You saw it from a Southern's man, the double pharaoh. Escape your magic arrow, and with a crest as bayonet, will you siphon up the hellion's threat? Leaving in your ghastly vision.
That was the Dubervilles with Timber Tambor's Magic Arrow, Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down with the Trogs, A Girl Like You. Jeremy Innick, best known from his time with Sunny Day Real Estate, performing Damien Jurado's Last Rites. And we started with Lottie Kester, who never ceases to melt my heart, this time with Slow Dive's Allison. I have one set left, then I am out, and Aaron is in. We have some Great Lake Swimmers performing The Birds, 100 Years, Johnny Cash and Fiona Apple with Father and Son by Cat Stevens, and we end with the Honest Art Collective performing Johnny Cash and June Carter's Jackson. Nice romper stomper to get us started. Check out the podcast and the playlist at luradio.ca. I am out, and Aaron is in. Have a good week, everybody. Here is the Great Lake Swimmers.